We found a statute passed in 1790 that said that no land of any Indians could be sold without the consent of the federal government, and any transaction that was not federally approved was void. Now, that's a statute that had really pretty much been forgotten, had never been applied to the benefit of Indians. Well, literally millions of acres had been sold in violation of this statute, and the Indians were entitled to return of that land plus compensation for its wrongful occupation for all those years. At first blush, you'd say, well, how are you ever going to get that system, which has oppressed these Indians all these years, to apply a statute like this that would mean displacing all of these people? Success depended upon strict adherence to what the law said and having it apply equally to everyone, even though the results for the non-Indians might be, shall we say, surprising.